I think that's the wrong music. There you go.
Wake up!
Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather in the morning.
I need a nap.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
I'm a little short on cash, but if you don't mind just appetizers, I'd love to take you to dinner sometime.
Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather.
We'd like to thank you personally, all of us, for the meaning you've given our lives.
Kevin Carlson.
I always thought that everyone had a little bit of good in them, but I don't see it with you.
Pete McKenzie.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Heather Ford.
I doubled up on the meds, so I'm ready for all your jokes.
Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather in the morning.
Your eyes are kind of glazing over.
No, I'm processing it all.
Well, that concludes.
On 100.7.
I don't really know what that was.
It's shockingly amazing.
WCLX.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again? And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil, who's just about to tell us how much more winter we can expect.
There you go. Welcome to a Thursday. Been an awful winter.
Been a year.
Third warmest January on record.
It was funny. I know you have a new snowblower. Yeah. I bought a $4,000 snowblower.
Wow. I want you to buy a $10,000 one next year if this means it's no snow.
Two falls ago, I've only used it one time.
Me too.
One time.
That machine it's
funny.
Once.
The weather guy from Channel 7, Jeremy Rayner, said, or somebody asked him on Twitter, how do we not have a winter in New England? He goes, well, a lot of people bought expensive snowblowers.
That's exactly right.
That's what truth. Happened.
That is the truth. So, Groundhog Day, 2023.
Yay.
My name is Kevin Carlson.
I don't live in a cubic dance hall. I live in my own home. And
what do you do?
You don't live in a Cuban dance hall, do you?
No.
Hi there, I'm Pete McKenzie.
Hi, Pete.
I'm the first customer to bet in the parking garage Encore Casino Sportsbook. Woohoo!
And win.
And waiting for the applause.
Hi, Heather Ford. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Heather?
Some of your fans have noticed you aren't as active these days on social media.
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why?
I was locked out of a number of
she
them.
She was locked out.
Just real quick, you said parking garage. I saw that you two are in the parking garage downstairs.
Yes,
I followed Pete in.
Yeah, well, welcome to that.
Practicing for a couple of days, yes.
Pete, you parked in the exact right spot. No one parks there.
Oh,
Kenny,
really?
On the other hand, parked in a spot that created a domino effect that led me to park in a place that doesn't feel right.
Oh, so you usually park where
you parked in Ashley's spot. So then Ashley parked in my spot.
Uh-huh.
All the girls, plus Billy,
yeah,
park in that one spot. Facing out. I don't know why, but all the girls do.
I didn't know there was assigned parking down
there's
there.
There's no assigned parking.
Okay.
It's kind of like outside. If someone parks in the spot that you're used to, everything kind of gets thrown off.
There's a paradigm shift.
Yes. So expect expect Ashley to be all PO'd.
Yeah.
And then I felt a little rumble in my tumbly, like, I can't believe this is happening. And then I saw it was you, and I was like, okay.
I know. I pulled in next to Billy's car. What is that thing worth? $140,000?
Those are his two cars.
Oh, two cars. Well, so the white one is the only one I...
There's two white ones. There's a white Jeep and then that car.
I didn't see the white Jeep.
I didn't either.
Yeah, so he parks those two cars there, and then you park to the right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, I almost took the spot closest to the door, and then I thought, I don't want to be that guy, because it actually went through my head, I bet somebody, like, parks here regularly, so I don't want to park there. I'll park closer away.
That was my spot?
Yeah.
The one that next to you?
Right next to it.
Yeah. And then someone who drives that Volvo started taking it about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I moved over a spot.
Yeah, I figured, you know, today and tomorrow, I mean, I know it's not going to be -4 degrees in the morning, but, why not?
Well, the thing about the parking garage is it's really good for snow, but there's openings. It's the same temperature.
Still
there's just
wind
no
block.
Wind.
Yeah, it's a wind block.
There's just no wind.
Yeah, you think it's a heated garage, but it's not.
It's not a heated garage, but it's definitely safer from wind. Like, you feel the wind, but not like if you're outside.
I like it. It made me feel like a real executive.
I know, right?
You mean feel like a real salesperson? Because all the salespeople park in there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I mean, when they're all in, on days when they're all in, that parking garage is crowded when I leave.
Wow.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, they've got no problem with us risking our lives outside.
Remember
walking.
When a tree fell right next to one of our cars when we were all outside?
You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Right.
I think you should just pull in there. Honestly, no one listens to us right now anyway, so no
well,
one
I don't know. It's just convenient. I mean, I park near the door in the back, so it's quick in and out. So
I know. I'm just saying all winter.
But it's even closer in the garage.
It's even closer in the garage. You walk right out the door, and there's your car.
Bat cave. I love it.
Well, back to the Encore parking garage, which is where I went to get my Bruins ticket. And I was the first one to get an Express Sportsbook ticket from the Encore. Very first ticket.
Congratulations.
And it's a winner. Oh. It's a winner. Bruins win last night.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, they did.
By the way, hi, Kenny. How are you?
Good morning.
I loved him. It was unconditional love. It was even...
Unconditional love?
He came over.
He doesn't know you from a hole in the wall.
I know you.
Yeah. Did you watch Bruins last night, Kenny?
I did not. I was enveloped in a little Netflix operation, and I did not get
it.
What
were you watching?
You know what I started to watch was... Well, I watched a couple
Pam
of different
Anderson.
Things. Well, I watched the trailer for that.
Yeah.
I said, maybe I should get into this.
I'll watch that.
I was watching a UFO Mysteries Revealed program. So I started to get into some of that.
Nice. Love it. Love it. So, love those.
That's right up my alley.
That's great.
Yeah. Love that stuff.
Yeah, the Bruins looked good last night playing Toronto. Knew it was coming.
Just all right, so look.
You don't want to know about the backwards engineering that we've done to alien spacecraft? Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I do.
No, you
actually.
Talk about something real, Pete.
Over beers at Stones. That would
okay,
be great.
Done.
So Pete laid that bet, and then I get this text from my buddy Eric at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon wanting me to lay a Bruins
he's
bet.
Such a curse.
Oh, he's hands down.
Why doesn't he have his own app?
Because I live right next to Rhode Island, and I can make the bets. Okay. He doesn't.
Does he live near Plainville now?
No, he lives out in it's a little town of
Mendon
around that right. way. So I've been handling all of his bets, and I think he's minus 400 or 350, something like that. I mean, I think he's 2 for 14 in his last run of.
You should tell him once he gets to owing 200, that's a pay up. Like, have you set a number for a pay up number?
Yeah, is there a vig? Well, is there some juice on that, Kevin?
You know, the deal is that he would have to go to his wife, and his wife would have to Venmo. Well, he was scared to death to go to her, so now he's opened up his own Venmo. And I said, at this point, let's settle up after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because I really won't do a whole lot of betting.
All right.
After the Super Bowl, here and there. You know what I mean? So. Anyway.
But when does the betting app demand money?
You have to have money in there.
You have an account.
You set up credits, I guess, with it. Yeah.
Yeah. You
so,
got
it. So you don't owe the betting app anything right now.
No. No.
He owes you money.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So he wanted 50 on the bees, and so I get my car and I drive literally 15 seconds across the border. Into Rhode Island, and then I thought, well, I'll do it too. So we each did $50 on the Bruins, and so that it worked out. But I didn't. I thought he was going to jinx Pete's bet. That's why I didn't mention it. You know, in case it didn't.
And that's why I didn't bet the parlay, the Boston parlay. I didn't bet the Celtics. I didn't want to jinx myself.
My God, that was an ass whooping for sure.
Here's a quick explanation for you, Heather, on this app thing. So Kevin's got to have money in his account.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I've been illegally betting for all these years.
We do know.
Okay, so that, you don't have to have money in there.
Yeah, I think I was assuming it was like yours.
Yeah.
Where you guys have to pay up.
Yeah, you have a line of credit.
Right.
Basically.
Kevin doesn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct.
When you make a bet, that money, you just pay the money right there. So he's paying
when you reach a certain amount
for you
for us
no but for Kevin yes. if he you place right a bet of $100 he pays them $100
right.
and if they lose he never gets it back and if they correct. Win he gets back the winnings
yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah.
So
right.
he's yeah. been paying up for Eric to the tune of $400
which
so
is
far.
Why he gets the Venmo that's yeah
right. well he doesn't right. get the Venmo
you should be getting points on that Kevin you Venmo. Should be taking points on that
oh,
you
boy.
Need to have, maybe you should have a little talk with Eric and make sure he's drank enough of the beers first before you have that
hey
talk.
If you want to send me and Pete down as heavies you know we can
gonna rough
him
up
are you gonna drink with him
I've always wanted to be the heavy
no or, you haven't
really?
I'd love to do that
no you or would Kevin, not want to hurt people
don't have a talk with Eric and just bet opposite of him.
That's it, Heather. That's my opening
it
line.
It always makes sense.
I don't want to have to do this. Want to have to take your knees out, but.
Yeah, when I follow along, I always say to myself, yeah, it sounds good. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds good. The Boston Parlay, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
I mean, you could be 12-2, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So if I laid $50 on the Bruins to win outright last night and break the streak, what would that have earned me?
Taking the points?
To win outright?
Yeah.
You would have made like $45. So, yeah, I paid 50. Now I'm going to go cash my ticket for 97.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah. you got the what was it? Minus what?
Minus 105, I think they were.
So you made 45 off.
So they were favored by what? 1.5? I took the money line, which pays
no,
a lot.
They were getting plus 1.5. Oh, no. They were the underdogs. Easily. Yeah. Oh, Toronto was minus 115. The Bruins were minus 105.
Oh, you got it because it was the other way around last night when I laid the bet. Bruins were favored.
Wow.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? Because one of the Toronto players was out.
Yeah, they were favored by 1.5. So you got in.
So much
good
to
for
keep
you.
Track of.
Yeah. So the money line, I won $39 on a $50 bet. Basically.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Anyway,
Heather, so did Eric.
Oh, good for you.
Heather, what's the big story here?
So
today?
The big story is the cold. And before we even get into, you know, the nitty gritty of it, because I know Pete knows a lot about what's about to happen. I will tell you that as I fell asleep last night, I read the story about how I think South Station's going to stay open so that people could stay in there so they wouldn't be out in the cold. And different places are going to be open longer. And we need to get everybody who's outside inside because it's going to feel like minus 30. So the nightmare I ended up having after that, but before I woke up for work, was Ford and I lived in a Dunkin' Donuts. And
smells.
No, I couldn't smell anything. And no one knew we lived there. And we somehow turned benches, which don't exist in Dunkin' Donuts anymore, like soft benches. We had turned soft benches into a bed, and we were continuing to wear. I was wearing clothes I wore in high school. I looked down, and there was a sweater I had in high school that kind of looked like an Indian pattern. And I looked down, I'm like, I'm in my high school clothes. I'm with my husband of almost 23 years, and I'm sleeping in a Dunkin' Donuts.
Ben Affleck is the cashier.
What is happening? And that went on for way too long. And at one point, I turned to him, and then remember, they're looking for, did you see that tank top that's in relation to the murder of that 10-year-old from 1993?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right, and it says Boston, and it's got all the different colors on it.
Mm-hmm.
In my nightmare, I then turn to John, and I go, hey, we need to solve this murder before we leave home, Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, all of the news was like invading my, and it never happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so calm. He's like, maybe we'll get our own place. Maybe we won't. He goes, this is North Tonawanda. And I go, I'm not even in Boston. It was like,
and this bench is so hard.
And the donuts are stale.
And then he goes, but we'll have to find a place that lets us keep all the dogs. And then I look under the benches and our three dogs are scared as S under there because they don't want anyone to know they're in the Dunkin' Donuts. It was the worst.
That's bizarre.
News related.
Not
nightmare.
Frightening though. Just bizarre.
There were other frightening parts to it. I just
I'm sure you were murdered.
It always ends It always ends in death. But that was the one part that I remembered the hardest. And I'm like,
Your head was held under a tub of glaze.
Until that drowned. Old Dunkin' Donuts guy showed up. Time to kill the lady.
No, I didn't die in the donut area. I was murdered somewhere else. But anyway, it's gonna be cold. So cold, I'm having nightmares about it.
It's the polar vortex. In the upper Midwest, I hear it's 30 below. 'Cause of the polar vortex. That is why all your cars are frozen and stuck in the snow.
Beautiful song.
And why you'll probably lose your big toe.
Did you read that someone said you should probably keep your heat at 70, even though it's going to be expensive? It's better for your house and all of the things in your house.
Yeah, only a couple days. I think I'll jack mine up.
Yeah, we won't move the
Where do you keep
stack.
Your house at right
I
now?
I like to keep it cold. My husband likes it warm.
We're at 66. We leave it that way. Almost all winter.
We're in mid-60s, too, Ken.
I like to keep it at 64.
I got one zone in my house.
Oh, yeah. But my husband does not like to keep it at 64. He likes things to feel like we're in some sort of a
tropical
area. Yeah, really
I think you're
stinks.
Right, though. I think Friday, Saturday, that's a good idea. Crank it up a couple.
For one day.
Yeah.
It wasn't I just read someone talking about if you want to do something nice for your house,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that things don't break.
Mm-hmm.
ZLX weather, partly sunny, high approaching 40. That's not going to last long. Mostly sunny in 20s tomorrow. 26 degrees in Boston. I'm Heather Ford on 100.7.
Hello, 530 Club. How you doing? 100.7 WCLX, Boston's classic rock. Carlson, Mackenzie, Heather, Kenny. 548, partly sunny today, and as Heather mentioned, super cold weather is headed our way. It was a quick turnaround, really. But I think by Sunday, we'll be up near 40.
Not quick enough for people to sleep outside, but yeah.
So, right.
I know everybody's talking about the cold, but I did not see that comet last night. I'll look again tonight.
We should go outside and look. Right now is the best time.
You blew it!
Just too much light pollution.
Oh, yeah.
You got to really be in a dark area, I think, to see anything.
Well, they said it was between the dippers, right?
Yeah, it's up by Polaris and Ursa Minor. Is that
I don't
it?
Know. I was just going to look between the dippers.
How long did you stand out there for?
A good 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, trying to look with binoculars.
Pete and I will go outside if we know the space station's going to be going
fast.
Like, well, I love looking up
20
there.
20 seconds. You go out there. If you can't see, you move on. What are
you
standing there?
You hunt for it. You got to hunt for it.
Do you know how big the sky is there, dum-dum?
Oh, God.
I mean, you know the general area it's in, but you just don't know exactly where it is.
You stand out there and
come across it.
I do. I peed 3 times yesterday in my yard.
So, I mean, we're just standing out there and doing something more productive.
Are you going to try to pee when it's like 25 degrees below zero wind chill?
Right, I'm a tough guy.
Should see if it freezes when it hits.
Well, it might freeze right at the entrance or the exit.
That'd be even better.
Yeah.
Boy. So this 19-year-old, you know, I have this thing about GoFundMes, and she had set up a GoFundMe for herself. She said she had cancer. Did you see this woman on the news?
No, huh?
Beautiful girl, 19 years old. She's been charged. She could get 10 years in jail. So she said she's got cancer and claimed to have stage 2 cancer.
Man, people do this. It's just disgusting.
And when you and I worked, when we are at our very first real radio station we worked at in Connecticut, it was over 35 years ago. And I think this was before Make-A-Wish. Yeah, I don't know how long Make-A-Wish has been around, but do you remember the scam? The mother who said that her kid had cancer? And, you know, the kid doesn't know. If a mother tells a kid you have cancer.
What horrible.
And we sent them to Disney, and then, about 2 or 3 months after they came back, it turned out the kid was fine, you know, so. Yeah.
Terrible. I mean, I just can't even imagine.
Well, the deal is so she raised.
That is desperation or just, you know, ignorance.
She raised $37,000 on GoFundMe, but people became suspicious because, especially medical people, because some of the cords in the tubes, because she was like, would give updates. And so there'd be a little tube coming out of her nose, you know, taped down her cheek, and then she'd show her chest where I guess she was getting chemo or whatever. And they said that the cords in the tubes weren't right. Like they, you know, I mean, it didn't seem right. And so sure enough,
red flags.
Yeah. So when you're faking cancer, make sure you have all the cords and tubes in the right place.
When you're faking cancer.
Well, do your homework if you're going to fake it.
The sad part is so many people get cancer. So you probably don't have to fake it.
Yeah.
That woman might get it.
It is. Wouldn't that be something? She turned around.
I don't wish that on anyone.
Right. We have house money for you at 9, $10,000. 551. That's Boston's classic rock. Carlson, Mackenzie, Heather, Kenny, 605. Partly sunny today, high of 40. And everybody knows about the cold weather headed our way. So tomorrow into Saturday. So we're 20. It's cold right now. We're 26 right now. Just thinking, I hope one of my kids doesn't try to convince me and the missus into committing suicide.
Oh, my God. I was just joking.
Well,
one of your kids. Wow. What is this, White Lotus?
A crazy story out of Pennsylvania, this consensual murder-suicide.
No.
The craziest. I mean, this 26-year-old daughter and her mom and dad, they all committed suicide.
Why?
They taped a living will. Well, they found a bunch of Bible scriptures, you know, like notes laying around. And she's posted. God, I was just looking at some of the nonsense that she's crazy daughter known for posting crazy videos on YouTube.
Hi, Morgan Elizabeth Daub, York, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Do hereby abdicate the throne of the United Kingdom, along with all the rights, privileges, etc.
I mean, she's like out there. I mean, she's like, her laugh is creepy. And when
they had other things going on in their heads.
And then when they found her, she had a sword, like a 3-foot sword across her lap. It was, oh my God. But they left a note on how to care for the dog. And then they said that they drugged the dog.
Oh God.
So that it wouldn't bite first responders. You know, like they had it all. Some crazy. Jeez. I'm assuming her parents are to blame, right? Something like that. Or do you think the daughter convinced?
They're all in it together.
Oh boy. Boy, I'm glad I had boring parents. You know, and not crazy kids.
so far.
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine that. Imagine.
No.
Yeah. 26 years old, and then all had gunshot wounds to the head.
Oh, God. So. You're glad you had boring parents. Right. My mother had never been so insulted as a conversation she and I had, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, when I was like, I'm convinced the reason marriages last a long time is because the people in them are boring. The people in marriages who are like, you know, like, wah! Like,
yeah, right.
No one can handle that. Right. And my mother looks, because right. they had just celebrated 50 years.
Sure, right.
And she goes, I'm not boring. And I go, oh, ma,
right.
You're boring. Yeah, like, like, you're crazy, but you're boring.
Yeah, you're not, right. You're not threatening. You're not, you talk some gibberish from time to time.
Yeah, but I don't mean you're not interesting.
Right.
I just mean your right. marriage isn't made up of, like, having to commit suicide together.
But we've talked about it on this show. Having boring lives is
healthy.
I don't know. It seems
for us. It might not be healthy, but it's healthy for our relationship.
It's working for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like when my daughter moved back in to the house with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I can't remember. We were having dinner. She goes, is this all you do?
Oh.
And I went, yeah, this is what I do. I go to work.
My whole life.
Right. And then I come home and I sit and I wait for the next show.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Heather, what's coming up?
Oh,
here?
God, I don't know. I'm going to try to get my breath together. Right. We're going to talk about the cold. I mentioned the nightmare I had, but maybe there's something good that came out of that to help you prepare for the next 2 days.
Stand by.
From the Planet Fitness WZLX studios.
Arise and smile.
Now.
Thanks for making us part of your morning.
Headlines with Heather.
People are idiots.
Great story.
Make your morning fun.
On 100.7 WZLX Boston.
So yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be so cold that cold emergencies have been issued by people that run the state, people that run the city of Boston, you know, Healy, Wu. Mayor Wu has issued a cold emergency ahead of the temperatures and dangerous wind chills.
Okay.
Things that are going to happen. The Boston Public Library and its branches will be open during their normal hours. So if you need to go in there and stay warm, you can do that. They're asking that if you see someone who's sleeping on the streets during all of this, or in their cars, that you call 911 so someone can get them help.
Good idea.
That they're also asking that you check on the elderly and people who have tiny children.
Hey, Kevin, do you ever wonder if, like, the birds, raccoons, and squirrels that attack your bird feeder have any idea of the forecast?
I'm sure that
they have. I think they sense it, right?
Do they?
Something's coming.
I don't know.
Sure. I wonder.
Boston Centers for Youth and Families, the BCYF, locations will act as warming centers. A list of locations can be found online, although if you're living outside, I don't know if you generally have the ability to check things online. Normal hours for South Station are from 5 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. So maybe you can go in there if you need some place to stay
warm. I read
that
at home, you're to run the faucet that's the farthest from your water meter. Read that last night. So. God.
Well, that would mean I would have to know where my water meter
and
is.
And don't drip the hot water, just cold water, because you'd think, well, I'd just do hot water. But apparently,
the furthest faucet from my water meter is at the shed. about 30 yards away.
You have water coming from your shed?
Yeah, but I haven't turned it on in probably 3 or 4 years.
Wow. Because
it runs all the way through the backyard underground to the shed.
Also, they say open the cabinets underneath your sinks, you know. If you're prone.
Oh, to let heat in there.
If you're prone to have your pipes, you know, getting your pipes frozen.
So. Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense. I mean, all the water stuff usually runs along the outside of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your kitchen sink and things like that. Your bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Remember,
there's so much thinking.
A few years ago, my pipes were frozen for like 2 weeks. Remember, I had all these people come to my house and...
Didn't you have something dug up down your yard, too?
Oh, that was something different. But, I mean, I had to redo the whole kitchen area, whole floor. It was $30,000 in damage.
The one guy, though, that showed up the first time, didn't he just bring, like, a hair dryer?
I hired a plumber, and he walked in. He goes, all right, where's the frozen pipe? And he's holding a hair dryer.
Is it pink, at least?
And I said, what is that? He goes, I was just going to run it up and down the pipe. I could have done that.
You could have, but you didn't know to.
Well, we didn't know where that pipe, the frozen pipe was in the wall, you know.
Yeah.
So he'd have had to have torn the wall apart. I ended up having my guy do it, so.
Well, I mean, this is going to be nuts. My husband has decided that we have 3 dogs.
Speaking of nuts.
So cold outside.
I'm freezing my nuts.
It's so cold outside.
I miss him.
I'm freezing my nuts off.
Oh, yeah. He passed away, right?
So yeah, cold.
Are we the only ones that are going to dress up our dogs? We have an elderly dog. I mean, and he's like, he can't walk. We have a puppy who...
You have to put it to sleep today.
Oh, my God.
What I think you have to do.
Kevin, what an awful thing
to say. Going into
the
cold weekend.
This is my miracle dog. Okay. Do not... I would never have said that to you about your dog.
Sleepy
time. We know
how
much you love that dog.
Really hurtful.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing ever.
I mean, if you're looking for a reason...
I'm probably going to be in that moment sometime in the next year. Why would you say that?
Just throwing it out there.
You want to watch me cry. That's fine. I have a puppy who... When it was like minus degrees before, like way below freezing, he sat in the yard. So I don't think I'm going to have a problem with him. And then I have a pug who will not go out in any sort of weather unless it's sunny and 65. So it's going to be. Well, no, they're just little and weird.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to like carry him under a coat, place him somewhere and hope he does his business. Or do I have to go to the store and buy like. What do cats go in? What are litter boxes?
Litter boxes.
Am I going to
dog
buy
pads?
A litter box.
Don't they have those pads with
I don't know.
Dogs to pee
I don't want to buy a pad for my dog to pee on a floor.
Mm.
So anyway, be careful with your animals is what I'm saying.
Right.
Because if they're used to going out for like a nice half mile walk, you might not want to do that when it's really cold.
Friday's going to be a long night with Winston.
Oh.
Long night.
Will he just go in your backyard real quick, or do you have to go for a
I'll
walk?
I'll have to be up with him every few hours, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's just a puppy still, you know.
Yep.
He hasn't settled down yet.
Oh,
he's
wow.
like a little Dennis the Menace.
That's crazy, because Bruce, the six-month-old Great Dane, will not wake up. Like, when my husband, whenever he wakes up right now, or he's already awake, when he goes to open the kennel and say, let's go, Bruce will look at him. And then put his head back down and go, nope.
Oh, no.
Not Winston's, ready.
He's like the perfect old man.
This guy goes around the clock.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. ZLX weather, but not for you. Partly sunny, highs approaching 40 today, but mostly sunny in 20s tomorrow. 26 degrees in Boston. I'm Heather Ford on 100.7 WZLX.
Of course, the big news yesterday that Ozzy said he's retiring from touring. So I don't know. You know, totally believe it, but at least that European tour has been canceled.
Sharon will get him back out there somehow. YouTube channel, something. She'll get him to make her money somehow.
Oh, you mean to do a just
she
a?
She just doesn't let him stop.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would think you take him to Vegas and you do a residency. That way, he doesn't have to travel.
Well, he still says he has his voice. He just you know doesn't have any physical ability.
If you listen to like the last two albums, the ones that you know he's bringing all these people in, or did they release that second one? I don't know. Anyway, he sounded good. I mean, everybody seemed to love those songs.
Yeah, I mean, digitally enhanced them, sure, but still,
whatever. 6:30. Partly sunny today, high of 40, and then that super cold weather is headed our way, 26 right now.
Tom Brady today announced he's decided to retire, but for real this time. This is every year on the 1st of February, Tom Brady comes out of the locker room to announce his retirement, and then if he sees his shadow, he goes right back to the NFL.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring.
Oh.
There goes the ghost, baby. There goes the ghost. Playing days are over. There goes the ghost. There goes the ghost, baby. There goes the ghost.
So I guess you know, that video he made last week, something like that. So he knew a week ago that he was retiring. So and he had told his dad about it, and you know, his dad was making the rounds. What did he say? Damn! Remember when he said that one word?
Oh,
I don't
remember.
Was it damn straights?
Damn straights? Yeah, damn straights.
Damn straights.
Yes. Not surprising that he decided to call it after this year. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I cannot conceive of having a son that I am more proud of. Than
Your father would say the same thing, and mine would as well. Heather, yours as well.
No,
right.
And my dad.
Him and the way he conducts himself. And he's just he's really an awesome person. We're really happy that he's retired with no ill health effects.
Tom Brady announced he's retiring for good this time. Congratulations. Come on. However, whoever you root for, Tom, congratulations on an incredible career. And since we're off air next week, I'd also like to pre-tape the following statement. Tom Brady, welcome back to the NFL for another season of exciting.
I just wonder if it was a situation where, like, nobody wanted him, you know. Like, I know Miami said no, and I wonder if San Francisco, who needs a quarterback, you know, said, no, we're, you know, we're not
going.
What
about Vegas?
With a 46-year-old.
We'll see when the football season gets closer if he gets the itch. I mean, quarterbacks are hard to keep healthy.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah, it's looking...
Garoppolo's free as can be right now. Well, where's he going to end up?
They're saying he could end up at Tampa Bay. Carr could end up at Daniel Jones, the Giants quarterback, could end up. And you got Baker Mayfield out there, too. So
Daniel Jones, were they trading him or what? Is he not under... Is he an eight free agent?
Yeah, I think he is. Or
already?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy he's only 23. No, I don't know how.
Maybe it's a trade. I don't know. I just read it yesterday. You, oh, know, okay. You know, I look at stuff. I don't really read into anything.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, come to the table with information.
Right, because I got nothing.
Well, that's like... And then yesterday we were talking about, like, I was convinced that... So Brady retires. You know, of course, that movie comes out this weekend. So it's sort of, you know, people are talking about Brady. And who knows, maybe there'll be a bump in sales because of it. And then I said, look, there's no question you're going to see him on TV in the next week or so.
Well, on the Super Bowl, you said that I had forgotten about the $300 million, whatever, 10-year contract with Fox.
$375, right.
Oh, God, even more. So, I mean, that made sense.
But then I'm reading that Tom Brady won't rush into broadcasting, just wants to be a dad. So you may not see him on TV. Not only that, but he doesn't want to jump on there and suck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, he's not polished at all.
Well, yeah, he'll want to.
Hey, he's not very good.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
He's not a natural. I should say.
Right, so he'll want to practice. In other words, if he retires and then jumps right on TV and sucks, oh my God, then everybody's gonna say how bad he sucks during the off season leading up to the end of the.
You're
next
saying NFL. He doesn't want to set himself up for failure.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You don't want to do that. So
we've learned that over the years. Yet we continue to fail.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
I don't
but
know why.
Gloriously.
Somebody posted, too, like, why would Brady, you know, completely blow up his life just to play that last crappy season? And then someone said, well.
That is a good point. I asked that the entire season.
Why? What do you mean, why?
So then.
That's the only thing he's known since he was, you know, 10 years old.
Well, somebody said that, like.
It's football.
He knew he was getting divorced, which he probably did, you know, going into the season.
And when he just wanted something to do.
And he signed that $375 million deal with Fox and decided to put that off so he doesn't have to split that with Giselle. And I know that both are super rich, but that's still a ton of money when you think about
They're
it.
They're both super rich.
No, if you know you're going to get divorced. Right? I mean, you're not going to sign a big dollar deal before the
divorce. No, you're not going to cash that lottery ticket.
You're going to wait until after. So
again, they're both worth so much money.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
And I think their divorce happened so quick because neither of them really like cared about. They just said, you keep your money, I'll keep mine.
You know, the number 12 is such an important number, especially for quarterbacks. Do you think that the Patriots retire the number 12?
For sure.
Do you think the NFL, the greatest of all time, so do you think the NFL should retire number 12 across the league?
Nope.
No.
That'd be ridiculous.
No.
That'll never.
Unless he dies tragically.
My God. We have such extremes this morning.
Our 6 o'clock hour is always the darkest hour.
It's just so awful.
Well, it's still dark outside.
Well, like keep it that way. Like you did a story about a daughter and her parents committing that committed suicide together.
Right.
And they drugged the dog, and it was all gunshot
wounds.
Wasn't
a feel-good story, but I thought it was of interest.
I don't think we need to relive it, Heather.
Right.
We just did. And then he wanted my dog to be put to sleep.
Right. We'll do better.
Will we?
It is 6:30, so it's partly sunny today, 40, and then super cold weather headed our way. So it's 24 right now.
You just keep getting indications of how mean people can be day after day after day. It's getting old.
Okay.
It really is. I mean, here's a plane that's sitting on a tarmac in Iceland for 15 hours.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
No.
15 hours.
I would get off if I could.
The longest I've waited, I think it's six. I waited 6 hours one time on a plane for it to take off.
Two is the longest I've ever waited.
So they had these high winds blowing, like dangerously high winds blowing. So these three nice young ladies who had instruments on the plane decided to do a little sing-along on them. And they get ripped to shreds.
No,
by people on the plane?
No, not people on the plane, but on social media.
Oh.
Like they deserve to be on the no-fly list for this.
Oh, really?
I thought it was beautiful.
Virginia,
good John Denver song.
Yeah,
okay.
Americans.
You got a guitar. You got a violin.
Take me home.
Now, if you told me that the plane was just taking off and that went on, I'd be super annoyed because I'd be like, sit in your seat and keep your mouth shut. It's a quick flight here, there, whatever.
If the plane's taking off, I don't think they're standing up and playing the violin and the guitar.
Not as the plane is actually taking off, Pete, but actually in the air.
And you know that they're not letting them have drinks because they don't want a plane full of drunks. Mm. You hope they're feeding them. Right? Like, you're on a plane for 15 hours?
I never ate a thing for the sick. They never offered anything while I sat on the tarmac.
Oh, yeah. I'm losing my ass.
Oh, yeah, you're on your own.
Take me home to my place.
I just don't want to be entertained. Like, I'm not looking for a sing-along.
No, well, why not? It's fun.
No.
I love it. I belong.
Actually, they sound really good.
I love that.
Awesome.
Mountain Mama.
Mountain Mama, take me home.
Down
country roads.
Actually, the best flights.
Can I just say side note real quick? Mm-hmm. Williams soccer team, Tri-County, the high school he goes to.
Wait, let them get their applause, please.
Seem to like it.
They sing this on the way home from every game.
Oh, do they really?
A whole bus of high school boys.
It's a great song.
It is.
Well, the best flights out of Logan are the ones going to Las Vegas. If you, you've ever gone to Vegas out of Logan.
Nope.
Oh, everybody's in such a good mood. Everybody's drunk when they get on. Playing cards, having a good time.
Really?
No, yeah. That flight to Vegas.
What about the flight back with the same people?
Just farts.
Everybody's broke, sick.
Buffet farts all the way back.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
My daughter, who loves to travel, in fact, she's flying to California today.
Oh, to see her boyfriend.
Yeah, was telling me about the all-you-can-fly pass out of Logan, the Frontier Airlines, all-you-can-fly. All summer, it's $3.99. So you pay $3.99, you can fly as much as you want.
Like May to September or something?
From May to September.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
As long as you can find a flight that can fit you.
It's correct.
And you probably get bumped first.
They also have a...
Never flown Frontier. I wouldn't know.
She said they do $1,000, like all... Like if you want to... It's all you can fly for $1,000 for a year.
Wow.
I don't know. Would that make any sense?
If you fly for your daughter, it would.
Yeah.
Be worth a try.
It is.
Worth a try, like it's a goal.
Jeez.
Carlson, Mackenzie, Heather, Kenny, 7 o'clock, partly sunny today, high of 40. Cold weather headed our way, 24 right now. Philadelphia Eagle indicted on rape and kidnapping charges.
Ooh.
Way to ruin Super Bowl week. Gosh, huh? This Josh Sills?
Didn't hear that.
Wow. He's a lineman. And so he's been benched by the NFL. They've stepped in and went, no, you're not traveling, you're not playing, none of that stuff. So, it's disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if you read any of that, but it's pretty, yeah. So from 2019, it's like, do you remember when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl and Andy Reid's son, Britt, was a drunk driving crash?
I think so.
And put a 5-year-old in a coma.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's in jail right now, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Andy Reid, they don't talk about that. Andy Reid's son is in jail. I think he got 3 years for severely injuring this little girl. So, but that, if you remember, that was Super Bowl week.
Mm.
It's like, geez, just get it under control. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was sad stuff. So the Kelce brothers, everybody knows he's... they're talented. They're good. You got Travis, who plays for the Chiefs, and Jason plays for the Eagles. And
their mom looks like she's their grandmother.
Mom, they're from Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heights.
Yep.
On Heights.
Every mom in Ohio looks like a grandmother.
No, they do not.
Basically.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So the Kelce brothers, you know, they're in the Super Bowl, and so she's making the rounds. And
I think that Jason would say that I am going to root for the baby of the family, which is Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to tell him, no, you've given me grandchildren. So we'll leave it at that. It's always about the grand. This is going to be just so much fun. I mean, somebody's going to win. So, I mean, how much better can that be?
Have you seen her? She's got the half jersey, half of this, half of that. Ugh.
Obviously, there's going to be somebody that's going to go home heartbroken, but they won't have the, you know, bragging rights at the Thanksgiving table. But, you know, this is going to be an awesome event, and I'm really looking forward to it.
She's got Ohio face. Pete and I grew up there. We know.
Midwest face. Yeah.
It wasn't even just that. It was like she just looks older than right, like. There's right. a lot of like NFL moms who are like hot. Hot.
Yes. Right.
And then and they're in their 40s because their kids are like right. 22. Mm. She looked. I thought that was their grandma.
Do you remember Mac Jones's entourage when he was drafted? How hot everyone looked in that family.
And those weren't even his sisters. That was his mother and his aunt.